The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
One last thing while we're talking Costco. Don't check your phone in front of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, because I wanted it and I waited and I waited and I waited and I said, screw it.
It began with the man with the mullet on the back on the bicycle who was hitting his frisbee as he rode his bicycle.
Oh,
long hair. Then we caught him from behind, and that's he had great. about shoulder length hair pulled back in kind of a mullet without his shirt on. By the way, none of them wear shirts.
What about a mask?
No masks. Oh, no. Man. We'll get to the masks later, because that was
Oscar. As a rule, if no shirt, then no mask. This is mathematically sound advice.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
And you say no vacation.
No vacation. Spy report.
I am on the road, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Rob and Oscar for allowing me to take the family for the big SpaceX launch yesterday. I am in Melbourne, Florida as we speak. Waiting to head out. We have a 1 p.m. checkout time. My wife and son, who handled it like a trooper, I should say, the failure to launch. I love saying.
Was the 1 p.m. That 1 p.m. checkout, are you sure about that, or could it be scrubbed?
Scrubbed. You know it needs to be scrubbed this hotel.
Oh, dear.
Was there failure to launch this morning?
Oh, look out.
Yeah, watch out. Watch out. Craziness. Now, it's... Listen to me. It was a lovely drive north of Lake Okeechobee that we
went to the Olive Garden. It was lovely.
Approximately 3 hours and 48 minutes by automobile to get to where we were. And then when we arrived at, I want to say in the 2:30 area, the hotel check-in was 4 p.m. Now, the launch was 4:30. The check-in was 4 p.m. We asked if we could get checked in early. They said about an hour. That was at 2 o'clock. And then they called and said, we can get you in a half an hour. But by that time, we had moseyed on down towards Kennedy Space Center. We were in Melbourne, Florida, and we moseyed our way down towards the launch area. There are many things that occurred, but the number one thing I wanted to share with you. You've all heard the stories about Florida Man, right?
Sure. Right. Yeah.
I am here to tell you, having never been to this part of my fine state, if you are ever looking for Florida Man, you want to see Florida Men where they grow wild, where they've been fertilized, where they are popping up every 5 feet, you come to, here's the town, get ready, write it down.
Yes.
Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Hey, Jeannie.
It began with the man with the mullet on the back on the bicycle who was hitting his frisbee as he rode his bicycle.
Oh.
Long hair. Then we caught him from behind, and that's he had great. about shoulder-length hair pulled back in kind of a mullet without his shirt on. By the way, none of them wear shirts.
What about a mask?
No masks. Oh, no. Man. We'll get to the masks later, because that was
Oscar. As a rule, if no shirt, then no mask. This is mathematically sound advice.
So I am telling you, I think the I think the state flower of Cocoa Beach is a meth vial. I really do. I have to tell you. Cocoa Beach, as Rob and I were discussing before the show, where Major Nelson spent his time with Jeannie, where the astronauts and the right stuff hung out, at the bar there. This is, it was something to be.
I mean, old. Before you got there, before you got to Cocoa Beach, didn't you have sort of a mental image that it would be like a tropical wonderland? It sounds so nice.
Well, you know what I pictured? Old 60s style homes.
Yeah.
From that era, from the space. It's called the Space Coast, for Christ's sake.
Right.
That's
right.
What it's called, right? I did not expect to see the population down here. Now it is not, we are not in season. So a lot of people have left the beach areas, mm-hmm. but there are people that stay behind, the people that aren't really burdened with anywhere else to go. They found their little place in paradise, and they linger here. I have never, and I am talking, I go to Fort Myers Beach. I've been to Cape Coral. I've been to St. Petersburg. I've been all over this state.
Yeah,
never
great
been
state.
To this and I, you know, foolish of me being a West Coaster, I thought the East Coast might have some degree of civilization. No, it was special. I saw, look, there's tattoo ink, and then there's tattooing.
Mm-hmm.
There, yeah. If you saw someone without a tattoo, that was the anomaly. You know,
really?
For God's sakes, I wanted to get a temporary tattoo just so I'd feel comfortable walking around. You know, it was crazy. But to be honest with you, we spent most of the time in our car. Our plan originally was that we were going to find an open spot on the beach to watch the launch or watch it from the hotel room deck. And that was our game plan. We were not going to go to one of the preordained spots or even a spot where it looked like there was a particular pier down here where cars were thronging in with idiots that were going to, wanted to be 2 feet apart. We didn't want to have anything to do with that. So, but I started noticing these people, and let me explain how bad these Florida men were. These were Florida men where Carla and I both thought very seriously about where we should park our car.
Wow.
Worrying that perhaps valuables would not necessarily be safe in the automobile. This was just more like, the party's over. By the way, that was the 28-year-old that I saw.
Worse than Key West?
Yeah.
Key West?
Key West, a different kind of vibe, a little more isolated.
Okay.
It just seemed, this was the, I think based on, where we are, I don't know.
Do you get the impression that these people of Cocoa Beach are like living off the land? They're just there.
I think they're living off, whatever six pack they drank last night. I don't know.
Yes.
What it is. It was, so the dance begins, and it rained almost all day. When we were driving over here, a tremendous amount of humidity, a tremendous amount of unsettled weather, a lot of
how was the mood on? It's a nearly 4-hour car trip. So how was the mood as you approached, knowing that every moment in the car is another moment invested in something that might not happen? What is the mood on the trip up?
We are not only prepared, but we've prepared our 6-year-old son that this may not happen, that, that this is going to be about a less than a 50-50 proposition. And in fairness to him,
that's what I said about my marriage.
But a bing,
scrub,
scrub. So he was prepared right up until the last minute. The problem was that about 3 o'clock or so, we get down to this spot, and it's a pretty good spot. Let me explain how it is. You have those little access roads to the beach where they have about 8 to 10 parking spaces.
Yeah,
so almost like a rest stop.
It's like a little rest stop.
Okay.
There's a car. There's a pickup truck. And he's a little bit over the last space so that we can slide in next to him. But then our left wheel is over the very last space and right next to the road. But we got out. We took a look. So there's plenty of access to this road. No problem at all. And we hung out there. In the meantime, I've enjoyed my 8.5-minute preview of CNN, and it shuts down. And then I try to log in with my DirecTV account.
No.
And by the way, nothing easier than logging in with your TV account to the internet. No. Nothing easier.
Do you get the impression that I do, that DirecTV sometimes just goes in and changes your password? They just do it.
I think it ought to be burned to the ground, frankly, the way they do.
I use that app. It is terrible.
Here we go. The worst.
Here we go. I'm going to do a little demonstration for you right now. Here's your username with DirecTV.
Right.
All right. There it is right there. And here is your email address. Okay. Ready?
Right.
And I'm DirecTV. I can't get in. I can't log in. So it's back over to wonderful YouTube. Thank you, YouTube. Mm-hmm. I like YouTube. I think YouTube, you know, gives you all the options.
Nice and
YouTube
easy. Do what you want.
YouTube is Las Vegas. YouTube is New Orleans. You know, you're on your own. Do it on your own. You can find something to survive. I find the SpaceX site.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh, hey, direct feed. Information, right? Yep. Here's a no. What SpaceX is doing is like this giant PR piece with Elon Musk there and the talking, and then 12-year-old high-pitched women reporting on, this is really exciting for me. I'm so excited like that. And I'm like, I'm not getting information. What do I want to know? I want to know when the flipping launch is going to be and if it's going to be delayed because of the weather. That is all I know. And meanwhile, right before I got gypped out of my CNN after the free preview, old Chad, I am always wrong, Myers, the DJ who has now been the meteorologist.
Oh, the meteorologist of CNN. Yeah. Yeah.
You might remember him from Hurricane Irma, where he was going like that. Well, Chad Myers says, I swear to God, this is about 3:30. Chad Myers says, well, if you look back here, there's a line of thunderstorms, and then behind that, it's fantastic. That'll be a perfect window for a launch. I swear to God, I looked at my wife and I said, it's not going to happen. She said, Chad Myers just said that. Chad Myers is always, mark my words, always wrong. And then, you know, I turned on to another thing that I'm trying to get on my phone with Joe Bastardi, who has to be 97 years old because I worked with him at WYRE in Annapolis. And Joe Bastardi, and I'm not getting any information from that. So I'm still trying to get some source of info, right?
Right.
And what I want Wally Schirra. I want Buzz Aldrin. I want Walter Cronkite.
Yeah.
I want to get back to those days. And I find the NASA channel.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
The company that farmed everything out to old Elon and company. Yeah. But they're still doing it the way they used to do it, which is radio communications.
Yep. Still shot.
Anchors that are telling you when stuff is going to be said. Mm. It was a thing of beauty. And I locked on that, even with my methamphetamine Cocoa Beach connectivity, which was sketchy, just like every MF-er that walks the streets of that godforsaken
town. It's known coast to coast as Cocoa Connectivity.
Yes, Cocoa Connectivity.
Show title.
It was to behold. So I get this, and we're sitting there, and it's raining, and we're hearing the forecast, and they're saying 15, 16 minutes, they're going to have the fuel start, and then they're going to get a window. And about this time, we get real hard knock, and it's the John Law, the sheriff.
Oh, wow.
Who does the knock, 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 knock. Just really hard, really obnoxious. Really,
too much,
really,
right?
Not unnecessary.
You scare my family, why don't you?
He rolls down the window, get him out of it. That's what he said. And then he rose. I said, oh, sorry. Didn't know that. And we just rolled. We didn't say anything.
Yeah.
It was everything I could
do. Gotta move it. Sorry, man. I'm just here stimulating your economy. Why are you mad at me?
You know the state of mind I was in yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It was all I could do. Not to lean out the window. I was like, what's the matter? Don't I have any necks to step on today? Anyway, I was a little frustrated. Sorry. I was pissed. So we moved. And it's one of those deals where we head up the street and he pulls out in back of us.
So he follows you?
Man. The vibe or something like that. But I mean, there are hundreds of people down here doing what we're doing.
Well, in fairness, like your car, like my car, screams bleeding lib.
That's true, Mike, and you don't have any tattoos. No tattoos and all your teeth. You're obviously an out-of-towner.
We found an abandoned meth motel that we parked our car in that was a couple of blocks from the beach. And we waited. And we waited and we waited and we waited. We waited long enough where I think they scrubbed it with 16 minutes to go.
They did.
So we actually made our way back down to the beach. Right up on the access area, there was a bench. And we come around the corner, and there's a view of Cape Canaveral. There's a view of a long.
Wow.
How cool is it to see?
I love it when people poo-poo what you're doing. So this old guy with his very nice old man, but he's sitting there. And I said, hey, there it is. There's the launch pad. And he immediately said, not that one. It's probably about nine over. You know, this is the veteran that's done it. You know, it's like, you know, and we can't, you know, hey, Methods, roll this guy.
Well, he fits in.
It was a beautiful view, and we were getting a little excited. And this front that was supposed to move through, as they often do in my fine state, it rained, and then it rained a little more, and then it rained a little bit more, and it rained and it rained, and it just wasn't moving out of there. And you start to hear the anchors on the NASA channel bring in a little negativity. But and when you hear, when I heard that, I'm like, oh, not looking like it's
somebody knows something we don't know.
And then they had a 16-minute window they had to make the call by. It was called a hard launch. They couldn't wait a half an hour or do any of that. So what happened was they scrubbed it. And my son was a trooper. The only time I felt sad is there were some people that were walking to the beach and saw his face. And, and this girl says, oh, look at him. I said, don't give him any methamphetamine. No.
And they weren't talking about you?
Not buying today. Not buying today.
And then I posted the funniest line of the day where Carlos said, well, it is 2020.
So true.
And the human Cheeto did do a flyover. You know, not that that jinxed anything.
But, so true.
You know. Well, no, Mike, on this one, you can't blame the president. On this one, you have to blame Chad Myers.
Chad Myers, it's his fault. It's all his
fault. So little Michael took it well.
He took it really well.
That's what I was worried about. Yeah.
We are on the beach here, and we will be leaving a couple hours from now, maybe 2-3 hours from now. And he's out there right now, which was the compensation for not having the launch. And there's no one out there, which is fantastic.
That's great.
And, masks on this side of the state, I thought would be. There'd be a plethora of them. There are not. We had our first social distancing meal out on a patio with a breeze, which was quite pleasant to the point of, like, you want to talk about a couple of caged animals that had the first experience with actually ordering food, and they had booze, and we brought some booze back to the room and had a little bit more than maybe we should have, but it was, you know. It is what it is. And then Saturday, they're going to try again. I know a lot of listeners are saying, will I come back? No, this is a 4-hour drive for me. So we will not be coming back on Saturday.
I'm curious about the social distancing meal. How was the vibe with the server, and how was it? I mean, having to sit by yourself and 6 feet away?
I asked him a lot of questions about it, and he was giving me the protocols that they have right down to what they're supposed to do. And it is... I'd say it's pretty casual. And the way I looked at it, I didn't buy it. And, you know, Carlos said, it's so nice to finally get out. I said, enjoy it while you can, because I'm not sure how long it's going to last. But as far as people with masks, you know, we drove by multiple indoor restaurants with people without masks walking inside, something I wouldn't do. I
had a long talk with my
own. Take care of yourself. It'd be legal to do it, but I didn't do it.
I had a long talk with my mom last night because she had a teleconference. You know, she works with a medical system up here. And the doctors that are watching the mood, the national mood, and the actions of people, they're saying, look out for July. And these are some really smart people. So people, just be very careful. Because this relaxation is exactly what we don't need right now. And when you get a plurality of doctors in all fields that are in agreement about something that's a month and a half away, my blood ran cold. It's very scary. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's terrifying. And I think that, I mean, the idea, this is my own personal thing. Am I legal to go into a restaurant right now without a mask on and sit there?
Sure.
And I think they maybe have certain capacity restrictions, but I don't buy that all that much. I felt reasonably comfortable. We had hand sanitizer on the table. We wore our masks into the restaurant, took the masks off to eat. That was it. Actually, we left them in the car. We were right on the patio. And so we went in, and there were, I mean, I think I saw one couple come in with a mask and take them off when they sat down.
Are you sure that was a hand sanitizer, or was that a gin and tonic with a pump?
It's fascinating. You mentioned this because I'm having the completely different experience than you or Rob here in the city. And for example, we got an email from one of the management companies for our second location, the building downtown.
Right.
That they say, look, Muriel Bowser's saying this is the first phase of opening. these are the rules for the building. No more than two people, because they have large elevators in the elevator at a time. Preferable one. We have three elevators. We can accommodate for anyone that has to come back to work. There will be strictly marked enter and exit doors at the front of the building. Some people have methodically, and I thank God they did. That's why you pay the least you pay.
Right.
To really think about how and what's best, like to wear masks in all social areas. You can take your mask off if you have a private office. Like some people have it really nice and tight. And then I think it's from region to region of how that works.
I agree. Look, I was at Costco yesterday. I was at Costco yesterday, and masks inside of Northern Virginia are required effective on Friday. So they're not required yet. I don't know why they always delay the requirement. I say it was about 75% people masked up at Costco, but I saw too much of this. With the mask under the nose, you're not helping. Right. And then there's a couple people that, you know, put the mask up high because, I don't know, their glasses are fogging up. But, you know, if you're going to do it, do it. And by the way, do it. It's stupid. And also, one last thing while we're talking Costco, don't check your phone in front of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, because I wanted it and I waited and I waited and I waited and I said, screw it. And I went and I got bananas and I went and I got the ground beef and I came back, and this guy with bangs, by the way, beautiful salad bowl haircut, was still by the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And I had to go, could I? I mean, just
you showed him.
Yeah, but he was wearing a mask. Bless his heart.
By the way, so we're not going inside anywhere. And there are breakfast places that are open down here. We were out on the road, and we're going through the drive-thru, as we have been, and we'll continue to do that. That's just the way it is. With open-air seating, if you were asking me before what I thought, I was a little nervous about it.
I was going to say, were you totally at ease? I wouldn't be at ease.
I was at ease. There were two tables that were empty to our right and left.
Okay.
We're in the far corner, and it's one of those outdoor patios where you've got a railing, and then it's the patio.
Right.
I was at ease eating outside, but when you really think about it, you don't know. We don't know for sure, and so from that standpoint, maybe I wasn't quite as at ease about that. It's just a little scary when you think of it. But there, I could be wrong. I'm not sure whether I've got letter of the law here, but I do believe restaurants open inside. People walking in without masks all over the place. Most people around here, the great state of Florida, which is one of the aggressively reopened states, people not wearing masks down here. And, Carl and I actually, with the groceries, we've been on this lady that was, it's called the Fat Burn Fix, which is very hard to do on the road. So when you go to Mickey D's and you have an Egg McMuffin and then your son doesn't eat his big breakfast, he just eats his pancakes, and you get the biscuit, the sausage, and eggs. Let me just tell you, if you are, I'll just leave this with you. If you struggle with regularity, eat your kids' leftover big breakfast, which includes the patty sausage and the biscuit. There's that, and maybe an enema. I don't know what
I was going to ask Mike if about maybe, I'm guessing about 4 hours after you enjoyed the big breakfast, was anything scrubbed?
No, it was 4 hours. 4 hours. Breakfast was, I'm not exaggerating. Breakfast was consumed at 7:45.
Yes.
We took the little man down to the beach at approximately 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I lasted to 8:30 before I said, I have to go up and talk to the guys. And, I lied by about 20 minutes.
Yeah, she said, there's no printer to fix in the hotel room.
Now, the other thing we drove by, which was cool for Michael, was the Air Force Base down near Cape Canaveral, which is the space wing of the, that assists the NASA and all that. And that was pretty special with all the C-130s. And we thought that maybe Air Force One had landed there, because both Trump and Pence had arrived, but I think he had either gone by that point, and we don't know whether he helicoptered over or whether, you know, what happened. So, but he was hanging around, and there were some people that were.
Pence took an Uber, is what I heard. Pence took an Uber because he's not allowed to fly with him, but he got the Uber black. He asked, he said, mother.
Look at that hair. Look at that.
It's, you know, Mike, it's probably your best hair day this week. Come on.
Yeah. go to the beach and then come right back and go on the show. Hi. Hi. Aloha. I can really play with it without.
You got a young man's haircut. I like
you
it.
You do. Yes.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Kind of looks like a sausage patty on top of your head.
I don't know. But so we're not coming back on, and there'll be other launches. They won't be manned launches, but there will be other launches.
No, God willing, this is successful, Mike. I think we're going to see a lot more. And now you know the route, right? Now you know you covered good ground.
Yeah.
Now you know the route.
Mm-hmm. We kind of came in on the southern side, which was the good side to come in on because they showed the traffic heading back to Orlando. Mm. Oh, my God. Yeah. Mm. That was a quagmire with people doing that. No one, of course, paying attention to NASA saying, you know, stay away, which they kind of did. But I didn't either. So that's that. I didn't know that until it was too late. Already booked the hotel.
Yeah, so no regrets?
No regrets.
No regrets.
Regrets.
The three of us are the three amigos. We travel well together. We do well together. But I'm, you know, we didn't realize until last night how badly we needed to get out. Oscar, you haven't had this. You can get out. And at least go to Podcast Village. Rob has it more than you do. But, you know, to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Even to get in a car and drive was
something weird. And freeing.
Just imagine how special it was.
Look, it's the road.
Yeah, when I look down at my phone and it says Dad has been at home since Wednesday of last month. And you get in the car and you start it. It's a weird. It's weird to not drive and then drive again.
I'll say from, I guess, pedestrian standpoint.
Yes.
It's weird to see cars on the road. That's how it used to be weird to be like, oh, my God, this is what they made horror films about. They should film a movie right now. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah, because your neighborhood, people can really get most anywhere they need to by walking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now that like the city's slightly opening up, it's weird to see cars. You're like, whoa. What is this? Nuts.
Let me just say this. We are in Melbourne, so this isn't Cocoa Beach, but I think they might have come in from Cocoa Beach. After we acquired our McDonald's breakfast food at the drive-through window, we pulled over to one of the parking stalls to enjoy our morning repast.
And yes.
Immediately thereafter, what pulled in next to us was a 1980s Lincoln or... Perhaps it looked to me like maybe it was one of those grand marquees with some sort of gargoyle hood ornament and and four James Francos with hoods on that were in there. And I just said, it's just nonsense. I mean, it's nonsense.
Did any of them, Mike, look at you and say, hey, why are you looking suspicious?
Why are you looking suspicious, friend? Right. I got a Glock. Your name on. Yeah, there we go. It's weird here. I don't like it. I'm nervous. I got to get back over to my Midwestern side of the state. It's very odd, but great surf. And
so did you see the rocket go off then? That's what you'll get when you get back home.
oh, there was a launch of some kind there. No, they all know about it. The people.
Okay, good, good.
Well, it's that generation. It's the children of the greatest generation. There's nothing they haven't done.
Right.
They've done anything. If anything's fun, those toddlers have done it. You know, I might be in the habit. You know, I didn't want to tell my son, God bless him, that you know, Daddy, you know, let's see one of these launches while I'm still above ground.
That's right. You
know? Happy about that.
You don't want his first launch to be the one that has a vial of your ashes on it. Stop it, Mike. Your hair is beautiful.
You look. Great.
I wish I had it.
Yeah. You look great. How about modern technology? Look at this.
That's great.
Look We've at all these.
He's in Melbourne, Florida. Yeah. Professor Irwin Corey.
By the way, my computer, I was going to have a space backdrop, but I couldn't do that.
Oh, instead you have lovely hotel art and a microwave.
Yeah. They've got it blocked off. We have a coffee machine.
How dare they?
I think you can tell we're in really one of the classy joints here. Welcome to the Ritz-Carlton.
Spared no expense.
Oh, nice.
What time is turndown service?
Oh, yeah. I was sitting on the couch flipping through the internet last night, and I know there was a gribbly that bit me on my leg.
Oh.
I don't know what it was. Yeah.
Maybe you'll get superpowers.
Could be, like those kids in Bolivia.
Yeah. Not like I'm going to give them a free plug or anything like that.
Hey,
remember Cleveland boys?
Can't spell it without rad.
Jeez.
Have a rad day, Mike.
Listen, thank you for covering for me today. Sincerely appreciate that.
No, thank you.
The next time I see all of you will be for our toddies tomorrow evening And I might be going with wine. So what could possibly go
wrong? Oh, nice. A nice heavy red.
Nice heavy red. And what's the running time on the show, Rob? Just
we're at 28:04 right now, Mike.
Oh, my goodness. I gave you a half hour. I'm out of here. You
bless his heart.
Hi, watch this. I'm going to close it right now. Bye.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good day. Good day. We're back to the album. In case you wonder.
Good day.
Good day. I'm Bob McKenzie. It's my brother Doug.
How's it going,
okay,
eh?
Like, you know, when you get like an album, okay, like in between the cuts, there's like dark black grooves with like nothing in them.
Yeah.
Those are called black holes. And that's where all the rest of the song gets sucked in. And that's why there's nothing there. So that's that for today.
Geez, for a guy who flunked out at grade 8, you're starting to sound more like a scientist every day.
Well, it's because of Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, that was a great show.
Now, here's something that most people don't know about our album.
What?
If you play this next part backwards, there's a secret message.
Oh.
Okay? So what you do is, just like with some other albums, you listen to this next part backwards, and you'll find out something that'll give you clues as to what really happened. Okay?
And I hear from what us,
Okay, so that was the part there, and if you play it backwards, you'll find out the secret.
Good day, I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother Doug.
Take off.
No, how's it going?
Oh, sorry.
No, you take off.
You take off.
You blew it.
Oh, sorry.
This is a backwards part.
All right, start over.
Forget it.
Oh, you know what
we forgot to
do?
What is this?
Oh, what, eh?
At the beginning of side one or two,
yeah.
I wanted to, like, trick everybody into thinking that they were on the wrong speed. You can't go back, though, eh?
Do it now.
Okay, okay. Okay, let's talk fast. Talk fast, and then people think their record player's broken.
Okay.
Good day. Welcome to the Great White North. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, eh?
Okay.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with your turntable.
We were just tricking you, eh?
It's a good day. That was a short.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
I actually had to go into my shelves and get my Great White North LP to pull that for today because the astronauts that were on the SpaceX launch were named Bob and Doug.
Mm.
And so that's Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Ah, okay.
They predate you a little bit. And by the way,
by
if you listen...
How much?
That's probably about 1982.
Oh, nice.
It was a hot... And they had a movie, Strange Brew. But the thing you got to know is that on the album, they didn't play the backwards part forward. I put that in for you. Digitally reversed it. Yeah. So that's what they say. Anyway, Bob and Doug going into space on Saturday. We hope. Take off, you hosers. Live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled with their love and support for this program. From Milburn, New Jersey to Apache Junction, Arizona, Medford, Massachusetts to Antelope, California, and Coxsackie, New York to Cape Town, South Africa, TMOS is on the air and everywhere. So let's get started. Here's one of the things I love most about Liquid IV. They're on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV is donating 2.3 million servings of their wonderful product in response to COVID-19 to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military, which is awesome. And check your mail, because look what I got yesterday. They sent me a Liquid IV bottle and two packs of the stuff.
What?
So I am all set. Look for a hydrated Rob coming up in the near future. So it's awesome.
I swear
did you
by
get
this,
it?
People. I didn't get the bottle, but I this is how much I like it. I subscribe to my own subscription.
Yes,
from a company
great.
That already sells this product. That's how great it is.
You double up. You double up. You double down. It's really hard to stay hydrated alone with water alone. So what happens? You add to Liquid IV, and it like gives you triple the hydration.
Courses through your veins.
One serving of Liquid IV gives you the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water alone, and that can boost your immunity. Plus, vitamins, minerals, no artificial flavors, and less sugar than an apple. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, and Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. So do that. That's 25% off anything when you order and use the promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS. And remember, nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, or Costco. And remember, Johnny the intern, Johnny Candel, thought it was Roman numerals and called it Liquid 4. Yeah. It's not that. It's Liquid IV. So welcome to the show. Thank you for Mike being so generous with his time. I didn't realize that the inclination to go back to the hotel was the big breakfast. Pretty great.
I'll say this, that, man, if I could be a fraction of the father one day, God willing, I have some sort of offspring.
Yeah.
To the father.
Or not.
Mike is being to Michael. I just can't imagine my dad awesome.
Right.
Like, well, basically a weekend dad, right? Because he's working all the time.
Yeah.
And even on the weekends when he would go to work. And I think this is probably where I get my work ethic, is he would take us to work with him. And that was like our trip, like our fun trip with dad.
Would he make you work?
The fondest times I have with my father was like setting up these, before we had mobile phones, they had like sat phones.
Right.
That they would use when they would be overseas to talk to headquarters. So he would meet. This is pre-WhatsApp. And yes. I'm talking like a satellite dish, like a portable satellite dish.
Yeah, like a suitcase phone. Elvis had one.
Yes.
I mean, very expensive and not really practical, but it was what you had to do.
On the weekends, he'd meet up with, and I completely, like, I blocked this out for some, I'm sure it wasn't that wasn't that fun. So he'd somehow parlay going to work, and then there would be some sort of parade going on. So we go to work for the morning.
Right.
So let's say we get to work at roughly 7 a.m.
Right.
Parade's around noon. So we'd work from 7 to 11, and then he's right downtown. So we just walk over to Constitution Avenue and watch the parade.
I wonder what parade it was.
In D.C., and anybody that lives in the area that like goes to the city on the weekend on a regular basis.
Right.
There's Cauliflower Day. There's National Hispanic Pride Day. There's the Cherry Blossom Parade. There's like
people are forever putting up and taking down grandstands on Constitution Avenue.
Parades for days. God bless you. I'm for it.
Was it Bolivian? Was it the Bolivian Heritage Festival?
They would have a classical folklorico, as they would call it, like a classical Bolivian dance.
Yes.
But you had to work before we got to the parade. It wasn't like you just jump in the old Volvo.
Hey, you can't have your pudding if you don't eat your meat. Come on,
but
you gotta do it.
We would meet, and I'm sure the engineers that my dad's or the tech guys, or IT guys at that point, you would call them.
Yeah.
Loved hearing from my pops to be like, because he's the boss. He's like, hey, I'm going to meet you at 7 a.m. on Saturday. And now I'm sure this is how Pony feels. He's like, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Now Pony hates your father.
So I remember carrying cable like around the other side of the building as.
Wow.
And like a piece, like I remember bins. And then because they would test the equipment before they were going on a trip.
Yeah.
And. Like
nothing has changed, Oscar. Nothing has changed. We have bins in Codpest Village.
Nothing has changed.
Well, I just called it Codpest Village. That's not right. Podcast Village. You know, I remember, you know, I come from a broken home, as you know.
Yes.
And
your father left and came back, in fairness to HBS.
Well, he never really went away. He was always just one town over. He was always around. I could always phone him. But there's a couple things that stick out in my mind, and one thing is not unlike that. He had a company that he formed with his brother and another guy, and they had a huge contract with the U.S. Navy.
Mm.
And it was called the Navy job. And it had to do, if I remember right, because I was young, it had to do with coordinating the military loans for these people that would join the Navy in order to go through college or some sort of financial ramifications, right? And the system was that because this is really, to take you back, you talk about the satellite phone. I remember if he had to communicate via computer, a phone handset, like from a princess-style phone, actually sat in a cradle that heard the noise, and that's how the computers modems.
I've seen that all day.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. So it goes back to there. So all the stuff was on paper. It wasn't you know, also back then, he always laughs. He says, back then, cutting and pasting was literally cutting and pasting. He had an X-Acto knife and spray adhesive. But every person that was in this contract that they were handling had a file, with a hard file with paper, and there was a manila envelope for it, mm-hmm. a manila file. And then in the drawers, there was a permanent file with their name on it. So you could pull their file, but then they had a spot in the main file cabinet as well. And he put me to work alphabetizing and filing stuff. And
sweet.
You know what? It was really cool. I look back on
child labor is free.
But yeah, it is.
And if
it
it's
is.
Family, it's not really child labor.
No,
like,
it's not.
Those labor laws actually, do they transfer over when it's family? Like, he's just helping her out in the house.
I don't know. He made me sign a stack of releases. That was the weird thing. I don't know. But I enjoyed it, and I thought it was really cool. You know, and that's it's funny that we both have that.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that in forever until, like, I was thinking, I was like, you know, the closest I got to space was, like, I think we would go to the Air and Space Museum on a day that we were, like, doing something at his work on a weekend.
Sure, of course, because it's on the way. It's not a destination. It's just like a stop-off. Oscar, while you are here, use the bathroom.
Don't touch that.
Don't touch that. Do not touch the Enterprise. When we get back, I want to ask you, I want your take on the fact, because D.C. is lifting their stay-at-home just like they are in Florida, and I want to know if you would be comfortable doing the dining experience that Mike did last night, because there's a lot of stuff going on. We'll be back after this. Hey, it's Larry.
And now, King's Thing. Hi, I'm Larry. Bob Eubanks. Still the best. I don't understand why stores don't sell single sticks of chewing gum. I don't like the way that crow is looking at me. The Grand Canyon makes me sad. They use a lot of salt.
Oh.
The Swiss think they're so great. I never have enough dimes. Ham makes me anxious. When I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport. Whoa. Funny, right?
Yeah.
Buy it at MichaelMaryShow.com.
I worry about him. So when I opened this up, it just said entree.
Entree.
It was vague.
Entree.
And I turned it over and I said, oh my goodness, super pesto with fusilli and sausage.
Yes.
And this is, of course, from Freshly. And if they only made this entree, I'm in. It was that good. I mean, sausage and fusilli, and it's just a pasta dish beyond belief.
Rob, I don't want to take over your spot, right?
Take it over, baby.
Let me tell you. This man right here.
Yes, Oscar.
Is eating healthier, more frequent, and I feel like I have a better lifestyle because of Freshly.
Yeah, think of this. This is fresh food, not frozen. It stacks in your fridge. You put it in the microwave for 3 minutes.
Done.
And it's
done,
great.
And it's good. And we had one listener that wrote in. It's a decent discount, like with your first order.
Right. Oh God, yeah.
And I'm not I have no oven, right? So I have no oven in this fight.
Right.
Except for the fact that it works.
You're
for
not
me.
Mixing metaphors.
And if it works for Rob's kids.
Oh, I mean, me too. Yeah, it's fantastic. Just so you know, that Freshly chefs and nutritionists do all the hard work. All you do is heat it for 3 minutes. Dinner is done. They understand that if it's inconvenient, you don't want to do it. They understand if it tastes like garbage, you're not going to eat it. But this stuff is easy and delicious, and you need to join the almost 1.5 million satisfied Freshly customers and skip the shopping, the prepping, the cooking, and better yet, the cleanup.
Yeah.
Just pitch it and you're done. You have a sink, though, right? Just no oven. Oh, that's nice. Okay, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off their first two orders at freshly.com/TMOS. Remember, that's freshly.com/TMOS. Mm-hmm. Eat better today. Mm-hmm. I love it. All right, so Mike did he took the plunge. I wouldn't think of the three of us, he would have been the first one to do a dining experience out of the house. But then we didn't know he was going to go up to Cocoa Beach.
I'm going to be as transparent as possible.
Good, like the Invisible Man.
I'll go to Jimmy's.
Sure,
like, I'll go to Jimmy's to help a friend, if I have a connection to the place,
right?
I'll go. And now, am I 100% comfortable? I'm not yet. I'm just not.
No, I'm with you.
But local restaurant, sit outside and eat. Probably. Like, that's something that I'm sure that'll happen in the next 3 weeks here in the city.
Right.
But. As far as getting in, and this is what would make me feel comfortable. I got to see the servers with masks on.
Yeah.
I got to see I got to see that there's precautions being taken. I am also well aware that there are no guarantees. There are no guarantees. It's like anything we do now.
We're pushing our luck.
Yeah. It's just like there are questions.
No whammies.
But for Jimmy, like I'll go to Jimmy's. I'll go to Jimmy's and I'm trusting that he's doing what he's doing.
Oh, we've hit up Jimmy's. Line, right? We've hit up Jimmy's twice for pickup.
Yeah, but I'm talking about going in and sitting down. Like I'll do that to stimulate his enterprise. He's a friend of ours.
Right.
If I don't have a connection, like, and I don't, then I don't think like you're doing everything you can. Where I see hand sanitizer, mask, sign that says we're doing this. Yeah. That's something I'm not going to be like, we got to go there.
Yeah, I agree with you on supporting Jimmy's, and I continue to support him from a distance. And this is not, I'm not singling him out. I'm talking about
the
entire food service industry. I am not yet comfortable with it because I know that it takes, I read a story today about at a funeral, one guy went, he was non-symptomatic, but he was a carrier. And he caused, I think, 11 cases. And it's just one guy. And so that one weak link can do it. So I appreciate the notion that we need to get back to this. And people need to make that first step. But I'm still going to err on the side of caution.
Also, I don't want, this isn't meant to bum anybody out. It's like you have to decide for yourself.
Yeah, I want
to
know where you're at.
What's at stake, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned this, I think, a couple of days ago, where I'm thinking about my mom.
Yep.
Because I do like to go and at least social distance visit with her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about this business because the last thing you need is like a figurehead of the business getting sick, right?
Oh, I know. We'd all have to miss your funeral.
No. But I'm serious because
like, yeah, I'm too.
Like actually. you gotta walk the line.
Yeah.
If I go out, I wear mask, gloves. I know the gloves thing is, you know, people have different ideas about it. I feel more comfortable with it. Like I take off the gloves.
I don't think the gloves are going to hurt you. Yeah. I mean, with the gloves, and I wore them yesterday, it reminds me
not to touch my face.
I'm right. Good. It's an absolute reminder.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend who is traveling here in the next, I said a few days. He works for Facebook. He's got to go back out west, right?
Right.
Though he could work from home all day for some reason. I think he just wants to get away from his family.
Yeah.
He's got a full shield, mask. Like he's flying. Like he's bringing his own PPE. But I don't know if I'm comfortable flying yet. Like, but I'll say this: I probably will be in the fall. Like,
yeah.
Give me a couple months.
Well, let's see. You know what? If we have a resurgence, we have to see. There's everything on a case-by-case basis. I think it is, even if it is considered by many ill-advised, that we're opening up on a state-by-state basis. That's good because it'll help us trace
success.
Yeah. And I mean, I wish the best for everybody. But when I see the anxiousness of people doing this and the fact that they're going to be opening Disney World, I think in July now, and they've got all their stuff in place. They said temperature checks, and you have to make reservations, and you can't hug Mickey.
But Rob, in fairness, like if you want to take your family anywhere, to King's Dominion,
right?
That is your choice to go and decide if that's what you
want.
And
I understand it is a $1 billion industry.
Yeah,
the industry of amusement.
But it's not. Look, I'm saying like I'm not of the opinion. I want to be clear
all
that
right.
It's the government's job to police us.
Okay.
But it's them to inform us. Like that's
okay. That's very well said. I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
you have to make an informed decision.
I digest that information and I say, hey, it's a go for Disney or it's a go for a King's Dominion or wherever the F you want to go.
Right.
That you have to decide, like, what are the risks? Like what you're willing to tolerate.
I just wonder what the mindset is of someone that feels that now is the time we need to ride a roller coaster.
Okay, but see, this is the difference.
Okay.
And I may be ignorant to this.
All right.
But I don't look at it as if you go to a theme park or you go on vacation to the beach, that you are making some sort of grand political statement.
Okay, I'm with you.
I look at it as that's the choice you have made, and That's if you're cool with that, I'm cool with that. What I think about is if you're making that choice irresponsibly and you're not considering others, and then you're going back to grandma and grandpa and like high-fiving because you think everything's okay, that's a big
And you enter into a big thing there where it is respect and it is courtesy and it's common sense. And we've said it all along. Please consider it. Just use the best wisdom you can, because as Oscar said, it's not the government's job to enforce it. But I really hope they keep us informed, because I want people to make informed decisions. I want things to be back to normal as much as anybody.
I have a direct pipeline to my dad, right?
Right.
I had him. I felt this is the dumbest I felt with my father in some time. Where I had to have him explain to me why the sun isn't killing this thing, right?
Okay.
And I sat there and I was like, he's like, look, these are facts. I was like, but tell me, like, doesn't a virus die when it gets to a certain, like, temperature?
Right.
And, like, breaking it all down. And he said, you're focusing on the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. He goes, that doesn't mean it's not, yeah, that is the case, but if someone is carrying it, it is alive.
Right. Yes.
And it's gonna move, baby. Like, it'll move. So the idea that the sun and the summer is gonna fry this thing, no, that's not the case.
What we need to focus on is we need to find the people that are testing positive, and we need to bake them.
How dare you?
And that would support the restaurant.
That's Rob Spiewak, people. How dare you?
R-O-B-B. Yeah, S-P-E-W-A-K.
It's a sobering thought, but. You gotta weigh your risk. Gotta weigh your risk. And
please be smart. Please be smart.
If you can stay home and work from home,
do it.
That's cool. If you can't, you can't. And if you want to support Jimmy with takeout or dining, whatever his situation is, do that.
Do the best you can.
Do the best.
That's what we've been saying all along.
For sure.
But please be careful. All right. Back after this, a shout out to a high school buddy of mine who had a huge milestone last week. I think you're going to love this story.
All right.
Back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is Governor T. Buford Let Him Die.
Oh, there he is.
Usually I encourage people to be out all day long. Shop till you drop. Get your hair cut twice. Shave your nails. Stimulate the economy. But there's one thing I stand for, and that's the TMOS cocktail party every Friday evening. So make sure you stop at the liquor store and get your supply before the party starts. It's the TMOS cocktail party starting at 7 p.m. Eastern Southern Time. Now get to stimulating, y'all.
Like he says, shave your nails. You don't do that.
Some people do.
Some people need to. We've been talking a lot about restaurants and amusements and all that stuff, but keep in mind that all of this COVID-19, mortgage loan availability has fallen to a 6-year low. Lenders have recently reduced programs and raised minimum credit requirements to offset potential losses from this virus. So it's more important than ever to work with a team you can trust. And you can't trust anyone more than the folks at Cornerstone First Financial. Keeping up with the latest changes to make sure you get the best rate and program for all of your mortgage needs, whether if it's a purchase or a refi, they can do it all. They have a low rate guarantee, and they are a lender and a broker, Oscar.
Mm.
And that allows them to have all the programs available, not just a one-size-fit-all. So call my friend, good guy, Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Get a pencil. Or online at cornerstonefirst.com. As states reopen, buying and selling housing activity will be out of control, unprecedented, and people will need to tap into their equity. So don't call a loan salesperson. Call a loan professional. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Good guys. So I saw an article this morning. I'm not a big country music guy, but I appreciate the draw of Alan Jackson, big star, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to do two concerts in Alabama, one in Cullman, one in Fairhope, Alabama. But he's doing them as drive-in concerts.
Oh.
So people come in their car, and then he's set up front, and they do the show, right?
Yeah.
Now, this reminded me one of my best friends from high school, his name is John Cry, and I'm friends with him on Facebook. He has been in the Hollywood scene since we, you know, graduated. We split in different colleges, but he went to Hollywood and he was
successful.
Yes, but he still takes my calls, which is nice. he worked on the movie Memento.
Yes.
Which, if you remember, was a great film.
Yeah. I remember it in reverse.
But he put it in order. So he just completed his directorial debut last summer.
Oh, damn.
And it's a movie called Chance. It's about a baseball little league kid. The sub theme is bullying. It's based on a true story. It has Matthew Modine in it. It's a big deal.
Oh, wow.
It's a real movie. And it was so fun to watch him chart his progress as a director, because he's been in the business a long time, but this is the first time he was at the helm. Well, they're gearing up for release, and it was going to be a moderate release at first. Then COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart broke for him because, I mean, he had been working on this literally for over a year to put this out there and tell this story. And he was so invested in it. And then what they did is they did the premiere where they shot it at a drive-in theater.
That's cool.
And here's what's so cool. Because nobody else was doing movies on drive-in screens, and because this had a great attendance, my buddy John, last Friday, had the highest grossing movie in America.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that great?
That's genius.
Yeah. And they have other screenings coming up, and he's a little shy about promoting it yet because they don't have their streaming stuff in line. Mm-hmm. But I want to get John on to talk about this.
Please.
Because the fascinating thing is, you talk about getting back to normal is going to involve thinking outside the box. Mm-hmm. And the notion of a drive-in movie coming back, drive-in theaters have been a punchline for 30 years.
Oh, absolutely.
Because anytime you're in a populated area that can support big movies, there's not enough land to have a drive-in mm-hmm. movie. So the fact that this could be the next stage and that they went with it, and a guy that I used to play Dungeons and Dragons with, Pony, he had the number one movie in America. It's so surreal.
I love it, man. I love stories like this. That's literally taking the worst case scenario, making it into the best case scenario, right?
Yeah. I'm so proud of him. And makes me wonder, the whole notion, and I agree that
drive
there are...
Drive-in movies?
Makes sense.
If you got the real estate, absolutely.
I agree that there are movies that benefit from being shared experiences, blockbusters, comedies. Now, if it is a small, intimate movie that lands on Netflix, a David Spade vehicle, perhaps, that's fine to watch in your living room. But there has to be a way. And if it's the drive-in, then that's great. You know, go into and make it a shared experience again.
I'd go in an odd, I guess, twist. I think I'd go to a movie theater if it was social distancing. If I could, you reserve your seats now.
Yeah, and then just have to spread them out.
Yeah, spread them out.
Most of the movies I go to, they're automatically social distance. Like that movie Judy, there were not many people there.
Did you see Lovebirds on Netflix yet?
No, I was going to watch it last night.
Now tell me
about that. Who's in that?
Because
it was to be a major studio release, right?
Yeah. So you talk about movies. A quick. Actually, why don't you pull it up, Rob? While I tell you about.
Yeah,
it.
Please.
So Paramount apparently, or no, was it Universal? One of these big film companies.
RKO.
They were originally going to release this in the theaters.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I thought, would end up on demand. And then sold it, made a deal with Netflix to distribute it. It's on Netflix. I clicked through and I was like, this movie's good.
Because I know this guy, Camille Nanajani. I know his face. He's very funny. He was in The Big Sick, right?
Yeah, and he's also in, he's one of the leads in Silicon Valley for HBO.
Right, exactly.
And then the lead actress, what's her name again?
Issa Rae?
Yeah. So she's everywhere. You can't miss her. The Netflix, when I jump into Netflix, I'm like, okay, 50-50, this thing's good.
Sure.
Even though they have had like blockbusters like Bird Box, etc.
Right. Roma.
This was good.
It's a comedy, right? But a mystery element to it?
It's a rom-com mix, but it's funny, and it's like it's smart. It makes jokes that like are relevant to the time.
Oh, that's great.
Not the COVID time. You'll completely forget about that. But you also, but as far as relationships are concerned, and you'll get it as well, Rob. And even if you're old, it's just if you want to escape all this BS that you're the stresses you're dealing with.
That's what Hollywood's about, man.
Such a fun escape that I texted the TMOS team. I said, "You got to watch this. Like it's not a blockbuster, but I would have paid to go see it and enjoy it in theater."
And that's awesome. And that is, again, that's thinking outside the box, because you know what? This goes to a movie theater, has maybe one good weekend.
Watch it with your daughter.
Has really appropriate?
Yeah. All right. She's probably doing things. She needs to watch it.
Stop it. I don't want to hear that. But anyway, folks, we'll be back in a second. They have a Facebook page. It's called Chance. I think the Facebook page is called Chance the Movie. Support this. John is such a good guy, and I'm so proud of him. And hopefully we'll talk to him soon. Number one in America, man. That's that doesn't happen a lot. He's the George Lucas of Madison High School. John Cry. All right, back in a second, and I'm going to give a tip of the hat to Loudoun County.
Okay.
Something I don't often do after this.
We are
strained and distant time.
Here we are, P1s. Come and get your cocktail party. Come along, my little ones. Champagne, drunken wives, all free on Friday. I've lots of lovely goodies for you. Naughty words, mixed drinks, maybe even ice cream, treacle tarts.
Oh, treacle tarts.
Ooh. Treacle tarts and ice cream and all free.
Come along, kitty winkies. Come along, my little dears, my little mice. What will it be? Carla? Shannon? Superstar Carrie? It's all on Facebook Live. Go inside, my little dears. And all free on Friday.
I say it every time, but I love the way he says live. Facebook Live? That's Mike Pollack who voiced that. Thank you, Mike.
Genius.
Oscars, Mike stars. Genius. Stars.
Oh, stars. Yeah, stars.
They're just like us. Tom Brokaw eats dinner every night. Samuel L. Jackson does his own laundry. And Wolf Blitzer? He's trapped in a loveless marriage that was arranged by his grandparents in the old country. Just like you! Stars! Just like us. But those are showbiz stars, and frankly, I much prefer Facebook stars.
Stars.
And so should you. Stars!
Stars.
Can you say it? Stars?
Stars.
Stars!
Estrellas.
Oh! Multilingual. It's a super easy way to support TMOS while you're watching us on Facebook Live. To buy stars while you're watching, it's easy. All you have to do is click the star next to write a comment. It's right there. Send stars the same way. Click send some stars, and it's up to you on how many stars you want to send.
You decide. No pressure.
Each one of them puts a penny in our pocket, and actually, we just got our first box from Facebook. Big box of pennies. It was so heavy, but we really appreciate it. And loud. And the mailman is like, what's in here? Stars. So shoot us a few stars. We really appreciate it. Every star puts a penny in our pocket, and that adds up. As always, we appreciate all of your support. So please shoot a few stars our way, because when you click upon a star, your dreams come true.
Right.
So Robert is a rising senior. He just finished his junior year, and he did very well, and we're very proud of him. Julia is, of course, going to be a rising sophomore in college. Not sure if she's going to take a gap year or not. We're going to have to decide soon, but VCU is still very back and forth, and I don't want to risk it with our art major. It's got to be – there's a lot of face-to-face and in-person teaching that is required to get the most out of an art degree.
Yeah.
So we're not going to force it. But, you know, Robert, if he's at the behest of Loudoun County as to how his senior year is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of their spread in their college career, they were 2 years apart, high school career, they were 2 years apart. I know a lot of seniors that they're friends that didn't get all of the pomp and circumstance that they deserve for their senior year. Virtual prom, it doesn't count, right? Virtual graduation. Yeah. Doesn't really count, right? They didn't get to walk across the stage to get their diploma. They didn't get all that stuff. And I feel really bad for them because really, and it was a long time ago for us, but if you go back to it, that's a 12, and if you count kindergarten, a 13-year journey to this one destination, and they didn't get it. And it's sad. I really feel bad for them.
I see. It's so strange. I have no, I have, I it's, and maybe I'm just heartless, but I, I look at it a different in a different way.
How?
Like, if that's the only sacrifice you have to make, like, there are bigger fish to fry, right?
There are, but also know that, and maybe I'm a little softer to it because I'm a parent, is that they really do look forward to this. And I've I've seen these kids grow up for the last 10 years.
None of my graduations, except for business school, right?
That was a great one.
Was, like, felt really, like, impactful. High school, I barely remember it.
Mine, like, rained out.
Yeah, like, I might have been at Constitution Hall. Don't know. Like, can't confirm that.
I think that was a Run DMC concert.
Maybe.
But, yeah, I never walked across the stage. Yeah,
but it was never like, oh, man, I can't believe I missed. If anything, and maybe it's me, I missing out my friends, hanging right. out, playing ball, doing what you, some of the best times of my life is when you have no responsibility, right?
Right.
So that's
isn't the, that right,
that's,
Pony?
That's the bummer. By the way, Pony on this call, it's creepy to see one non-video participant.
Is it you, Pony?
Literally just messing up our feed by staying on there doing nothing.
Well, he wants to water down the pipe.
Pony, you show yourself if you're going to just be lurking, please.
Yeah, come on, Pony. Yeah. Let's see you, because we saw you yesterday. Anyway, I got a letter from Loudoun County Public Schools yesterday. It came as a PDF via email. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons, and again, I felt a little unfounded because, as I said, my high school graduation was indeed rained out. I picked up my diploma in the cafeteria. That's where I got mine. But on the heels of that, last year, getting to see tater tots. They said,
go
to where you're most comfortable.
Where do you love? That's where your diploma is.
But being on the heels of seeing Julia do the high school graduation thing, as a parent, you're very, very proud. And I love the fact that she was part of that ceremony.
What perhaps
that
meant more.
They have announced that they wrote in April to us that they would hold in-person graduation ceremonies when it was safe to do so. And they've
there he is, the serial killer himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's George Harrison from the Let It Be sessions. There
look
he is.
Right there. Hey, Pony. Oh, hold on. I got to unmute you. My bad. That's on me.
Sound like a Tommy That's boy. Are you talking?
Keep talking. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. America, look at this. Look at this man. This man has been lurking. If you're watching at home, you see one non-video participant is like really chapping my ass all the entire way. And I'm like, is he just sitting there waiting for a shot? Or does he want to be invited? Like, what is happening?
No, he wants to be standing by, but also he doesn't want to be seen.
You remember your graduation?
Yeah, I was going to ask you the same thing.
Did we GD it up? Like, what did you do?
Yeah, we graduated, and we had a really fun party at a rec center in Oakden. It was a lot of fun. We had, like, all the seniors one night just went to this rec center for the whole night, and it was sort of a way to, like, keep everyone from
partying. They lock them up. Yeah, we did the same thing for after our graduation.
Were you the dungeon master?
No.
Oh.
So he was a third level cleric with an 18 charisma. He was very popular.
Did you find the Pegasus? I'm sorry.
Yes. Anyway, yes, I did.
I just want to congratulate the class of 2020 Loudoun County, because Tuscarora High School is going to do like boxes of graduations from June 8th to June 24th when it's made allowed by the state to allow these students to walk the stage, hear their name announced, get their diploma. And it would be really easy to just sort of, you know, put it on the wayside. But I think that this is a good thing for the kids, and I really appreciate
graduation day is these are my takeaways. Mm-hmm. Fun, like, for the family. Great for, like, that's when you're at your apex of how good you can look in, like, adult clothes, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I would say hard shoes, suits, girls' dresses. Like, you're like, oh, man, like, that's as good as you're ever going to look. Like, prom, congratulations.
Yeah,
that's it.
And the graduation was great because my robe fit me great. The hat, not so much, but the robe looked great. Very, very freeing. And Pony, did you get, I imagine your robe was rather loose.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You take it in?
It's like a circus tent.
But anyway, just know this. I've known so many of these kids for so long growing up. Congratulations to the class of 2020. And I'm glad Loudoun County is lifting a finger to at least give you the essence of a graduation.
Very cool.
So good job, guys. I've got an audio vault. Yes. I did one.
Stick with us if you don't mind, Pony.
Yeah, and Pony, try to stay awake, would you?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you shave?
No.
Not looks
serial
good.
Killer. Look at that.
No cereal is safe. That mug is definitely full of gin. All right, we're going to come back with the Audio Vault after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you listen to podcasts?
Yes.
Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomarashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Love it.
Love when he laughs. Oscar.
Yes.
I gotta know.
Yes, Rob.
Have you ever played craps?
Craps? Oh, yeah.
Now, it's a tricky dice game.
And spilled my drink.
Oh, they must have loved you.
Oh, no.
It's a very tricky dice game. It's not as tricky as the dice in Dungeons & Dragons, but it's still very tricky. You can play craps with a nine-sided die.
Can I get my sword back?
Anyway, I do know this. If you roll an 11 on your first roll, that's a natural, and you win. Mm. That's just a simple rule, simple fact. 11 is a great roll and a great number when it comes to TMOS cocktail parties.
Woo!
Oh, it's the best. The TMOS cocktail party number 11 is coming up this week, and it's going to be the best one yet. It's Friday at 7 p.m., and it's something very special, Oscar, because we're going to trot out the newlywed game. There it is. Thank you kindly.
Woo!
See who knows what about whom, plus drinks, and your host, ladies and gentlemen,
actually,
Matt Bloom in studio.
Audible.
Oh.
Maddie Masiello.
Really?
Maddie Masiello, yes.
Oh, so we're mixing it up.
I talked to, and this is off air usually.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna just pull the curtain back all the way.
Sure, I like that you do that.
During a conversation, Matt Bloom told the team here that he's not comfortable driving at night.
Right.
So I didn't want to put him in an uncomfortable spot. And as team captain here on location, not that Mike's not the captain, but on location,
right.
I said,
you're the captain now.
If you can't drive at night and it's not medical, I don't know if it's the best thing for us. Maddie says she can drive at night. Maddie's going to be in here.
And you know what?
Bloom from home.
From the Bloom Room.
Matt, we're not lying, right? That did happen.
I'm not a huge fan of driving that late at night because you've heard me
it's
try 7 to talk
p.m.
on the phone.
7 p.m.
Yeah, you know, it's called dusk.
7 to 9:30.
Well, it's more like 10:30.
Okay, it's still like, but you did tell us that.
Yeah.
I said I would do it, but I'm not super comfortable.
Understood. And Meredith Vieira has proven.
We do.
Meredith Vieira has proven that a lady can host a game show, so it's great to have the return of Maddie Masiello.
Yeah.
Look forward to it. But you will be joining us from the Bloom Room.
Oh, absolutely.
Or is it more like the Gloom Room? Hey, to make sure all the lights are on.
Hey, guys, I don't like driving late at night.
He misunderstood us. What he wanted to say is he doesn't like fighting a knight in Dungeons & Dragons. Makes him uncomfortable. Anyway, remember, let me change this copy.
Maddie
Masiello. See who knows what about whom, plus drinks, and your host, Maddie Masiello, in studio. This is big, folks, plus a free bonus stream, and after the show, it hides in a threatening thundercloud in Cape Canaveral. So watch out! Plus, there's nearly 500 other commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available to you for just pennies a day at MikeOMaraShow.com, and a subscription just might cure your ingrown sphincter. It couldn't hurt. It's your passport to the Asport, copyright 2020 TMOS. I'm Rob Spiewak, and I guarantee it. And now back to moonlighting, already in progress. Let us open the audio vault now. Today is
what
Thursday.
What about driving at night don't you like? I'm just curious.
Hold on, I've got to open the vault.
I'm sorry.
Okay,
what about
open.
Driving at night?
Yeah, what's
don't
the worst
like?
Part about it?
Yes.
Well, you've heard me try to talk on the phone after my meds have completely worn off and I'm unable to even string a sentence together. It's basically like that, only the driving version.
So you're off your meds now?
No.
I'm just wondering.
You have, like, in fairness, it's not medical. You just don't like driving at night.
That's true. That's part of it.
Because I asked you off air, like, is this something we should know about? Are you okay? We all have meds we're on. They all wear off eventually. We take a little more to keep us going.
Right.
The meds you're talking about are not the kind of meds that help you concentrate. You're talking about other types of meds.
Like, yeah. That, those kinds of meds.
Can't bring a vein up.
God bless you, man. You're Enigma. You're the Rubik's Cube of, I would say, personalities on the radio, because I've never heard such a thing outside of maybe, so, like, that line that rolled off your tongue was something out of, like, the Golden Girls. Like, just straight out of central casting for the Golden Girls.
But it's like, always exciting, isn't it? It's always an adventure. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for contributing.
Do you like shaving at night? I'm just kidding. Oscar, Dateline San Diego, this story screamed to me, you.
Yes.
Because a man broke, there's an old joke about, my brother-in-law is so stupid, he got fired from a bank for stealing pens. Mm. Why would you break into a bank, would you think? Steal money, right?
You want to steal money, get into the vault.
A man in San Diego broke into the Wells Fargo Bank because he needed a microwave to heat up his hot pocket.
Oh, that is, of all places. Jesus Christ.
He was questioned.
You did that for a hot pocket?
Yes. Only for a hot pocket.
You broke into a bank for a hot pocket?
Hot pocket.
For a hot pocket. Was it worth it?
A hot pocket? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And of course.
Hot pockets.
Like, you could stumble into any old Radisson and then use their little, that microwave. Use my,
yeah, go to Mike's room. Right? We saw, and you could make one cup of coffee.
At a time.
I seen it and do it, but no, he broke into Wells. And how is the security at Wells Fargo that he got in?
Mm-mm-mm.
Hot pockets.
So there's a song from Frozen 2. Luckily, I dodged this one because my kids were older. Called Into the Unknown. It's got a lot of high notes in it. It was like the hit single from the movie, right?
Yes.
So I saw this on the internet yesterday. People took tape of Michael Scott from The Office. As you know, Steve Carell played Michael Scott and dubbed him into the song at certain parts. Trust me, this is worth it.
I've had my adventure. I don't need something new. I am afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you into the unknown.
It. It's just so great. So that's Michael Scott from The Office. Now, Joe Biden is doing his best to lose the election, but he's still out there getting it done. And yesterday he did a video conference with Governor Tom Wolf of Pennsylvania. They're doing a video chat campaign deal. And remember how Mike was affected by that McDonald's breakfast?
Correct.
It looked like Joe Biden, sounded like Joe Biden might have had a similar reaction. Mm. And judging from the face that Tom Wolf made when you hear this noise, it was not Governor Wolf that did. I think this is Joe. Maybe his diet's a little rich. Listen carefully.
You know, I have to cut those teachers and firefighters, police officers, and cut critical health care programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost of...
One more time, when he says the word bridges... There's something going on in the room. Okay?
You know, I have to cut those teachers and firefighters, police officers, and cut critical health care programs or stop work on roads and bridges. So what does the human cost
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
As do I.
And say
as
he
do
did
I.
not cut the cheese.
All right. He did not. Maybe it was it could have been a staffer.
No.
Could have been a staffer.
A chair could not. Like, I've heard chairs go, right?
Yes.
I see the video, right. Maybe, but not the 1-2 punch.
Well, what's great is when he does it, and this will have to be for our video audience, that Governor Wolf does this.
That's even worse than being like, dude.
I know.
The nonverbal disgust.
It's like
that's painful.
He's like, thanks a lot, Joe. Now we all got to send out resumes. A dozen news stations across the nation all ran a piece talking about how great Amazon has been during the pandemic. Here's the problem. The piece, the script, and the video was submitted to the news stations by Amazon.com.
Ooh.
It was essentially a slightly disguised promo piece. Everybody took it. Everybody ran with it. They didn't even edit the copy.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
Millions of Americans staying at home are relying on Amazon.
God. Propaganda.
So, check your sources, man. Folks. All right, Oscar, we talked appliances earlier at your house.
Yes.
Do you have a washing machine? You have a little guy, right?
No, I got a stack guy. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Little here are two stack guy.
We got two washing machine stories in a row, so I guess we would call this washing machine news. Have you ever wondered what it would sound like if you threw a brick into a washing machine?
All right,
it sounds great.
Yeah.
No.
Hot pockets.
So that's negative, right?
Yes.
So let's go with something positive. Okay. I have a more modern washing machine. I bought it a couple years ago. The one that came with the house just seized, and it makes a lot of noises. It plays a song when you open it. It plays a song when you close it. Mm-hmm. There's various beeps when you do your settings. I wonder if you could take that along with the rhythm of the washing machine and play an early 80s pop record. The slamming of the door.
I love this.
I watched a lot more of it before I actually cut the tape. But I want to warn you, though, next to your washer is a dryer, okay? And if you take your clothes out of there, be careful when you put your jeans on right away because you might suffer from...
Hot Pockets!
That's your magic audio bomb.
We made it to the finish line. Your line is cutting out right at the end.
Oh, no. Okay,
yes,
we can
figure it out.
We will figure it out. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Mike is still at the hotel for another hour, so give him a call. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address remains TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com, the happy place on your computer dial. Thank you for listening. Join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara, in distance. And Mike and Oscar Santana, looking at him right now. And Pony Boy.
Woo!
Right here. Nice ad lib. This is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Hot Pockets.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.